Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host DJ Ace, and we have three contestants to battle it out once more again here on the Geyer Studios. Here on the second floor of Caldwell Hall. And this week we have a fun topic. Three people are here to discuss. One's coming back from last week, one's coming back from last semester, and one's coming back from two semesters ago. What's up, Chris?
The champ returns.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. The beta champ. Because he was in the beta test of Cinema Wars. Anyway, so I have a question. Last week we talked about best movies of 2016, so now we're going to look ahead as we're going to discuss what is our most anticipated movie of 2017. As per last week, I will be dividing points based on creativity and argument, and we're going to get this party started. So, Logan.
My choice is Justice League. Don't give me that look, Chris.
I knew you were going to pick that one. All
right, when does that come out?
November.
It was November? I thought it was March.
No, you're thinking of Batman vs. Superman last year.
He's right. March.
All right, Joe, what did you pick?
Star Wars Episode 8.
Oh, Chris has that look. I hope you have a backup.
Did I steal?
Yes. Chris, what do you have?
Well, since my primary choice was just stolen from me, I will go with my secondary choice, and that is Transformers: The Last Knight.
Oh boy.
Okie dokie. Transformers: The Last Knight.
Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg.
Marky exactly. Mark.
Aren't we done with Transformers yet?
No, we're not done with Transformers.
You're never done with Transformers.
Exactly.
I haven't seen Transformers of any kind since the animated Armada series, so that's been a while.
Oh. Well, I think I know what I'm going to be showing you over the next semester.
That and the Star Wars marathon that we have planned or
something. Mm-hmm.
You drink a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's going to be a long semester.
It's going to be a long semester for you, Logan.
Okie doke. Well, we're going to get this thing going. So, Logan, tell us about Justice League.
Okay, so Justice League is a continuation of Batman vs. Superman in the events after Superman has died. Or is he coming back? Who knows? We will find out in the movie.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Anyway. You better come back or I'll... Keep going.
Anyway, so basically they touched on the Justice League in Batman vs. Superman where they showed the footage that Batman sent to Wonder Woman of Cyborg and Flash and Aquaman, all of them in... Basically, their origin, giving us a taste of their own individual movies to be shown later on. But with Justice League, everyone's in this. Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman, a.k.a. Bruce Wayne, is gathering this team of superheroes, including Wonder Woman, like I said, Aquaman, all of them, to fight the forces of evil. And it's going to be amazing.
And I did just double check. It does come out November, which is really interesting.
That is interesting.
Because November movie. It's going up against Thor Ragnarok.
DC versus Marvel.
And my only 2 cents on the Justice League movie is this movie really has to work.
Yes.
At the DC.
It does, which is why I think it's anticipated because obviously, those who are fans, including myself, they want to see it succeed because, I mean, I liked Suicide Squad and Batman vs. Superman, but a bunch of people were not big fans of it. Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe you, Mr. Eno, were not a big fan of...
All three of their movies so far have issues. Man of Steel, BVS, and Suicide Squad all have issues.
I'll tell you
issues.
What, another movie that has to do well is the new Wonder Woman movie.
Yes.
Wonder Woman's coming out first.
I was on the fence between either Wonder Woman or Justice League.
That's right. Wonder Woman has
has to do
and
well.
And that one looks amazing, too.
Justice League's coming out whether or not Wonder Woman does good or not, but Wonder Woman has to do good if Justice League has a chance of doing good. So a lot on the line for Warner Bros. Yep. All right, Joe, Star Wars.
Star Wars Episode 8, the continuation of the Star Wars saga, releasing in December 15th, 2017. So another December release. So basically, Rey found Luke. Is she related to him in some sort of way? We don't know. I don't know either. I hope they tell us. So I'm guessing Luke's going to train Rey. So hopefully that'll be pretty cool. Han Solo is dead. May he rest in peace. And rest in peace to Carrie Fisher. I think this will probably be her. I think this is probably her last movie that she's ever made. So a lot of people are going to come watch that, watch this movie to see her, and probably in her final performance as Leia. So it's going to be a great movie. Not really. I don't know a whole lot of details. Don't really know that they haven't given it a name yet. But it's a Star Wars movie. People are going to go see it. It's going to be amazing. Rian Johnson is directing. Basically, the entire cast is back, and I'm excited to see it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and just something I heard recently after Carrie Fisher's death is they will, in fact, not be animating in anything else, which makes me happy.
Good.
But yeah, it's definitely a
Star Wars episode.
It's definitely a bummer that that happened.
Yep,
definitely.
All right.
That's my...
Chris, The Last Knight.
Yeah, Transformers, The Last Knight, the fifth movie in the Transformers series coming out in June of this year, June 23rd to be exact. Obviously, it's another Michael Bay movie, but this is a movie that's really been gaining steam over the past couple of months after not initially having that backing. People were kind of bored with the Transformers series after Age of Extinction, but then the first trailer came out a couple of months ago, and everyone's really been talking it up on Twitter and on social media ever since that trailer came out. They want to know, how the heck did Optimus go rogue, or whatever it is that's going on with him? The whole shot of Optimus possibly killing Bumblebee has got people up in arms. But you also have Mark Wahlberg coming back. He will reprise his role as Cade Yeager. And you also have one of the old Transformer characters coming back, with Lennox returning after a hiatus, not being there for Age of Extinction. He was there for the first three movies all the way through Dark of the Moon. People were really kind of upset that he was one of the ones that didn't come back for Age of Extinction. So now he's back. So maybe we'll see a little bit of revitalization of some old characters being built up for future movies. But overall, it's just really going to be interesting to see where they take Transformers with this film.
Yeah, and it has Anthony Hopkins.
So. Oh, yes. Can't go wrong with Anthony Hopkins. But I remember seeing that trailer. I was like, oh, this actually looks good.
Yeah, and, you know, we mentioned Wonder Woman a minute ago, and Wonder Woman is also coming out in June,
another summer. So I think we all can agree, 2017 is going to be an amazing year for movies, guys.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It was hard to choose my favorite movie.
I'm really hoping it's better, because last summer it was awful.
except for Civil War,
but that was at the very beginning.
Yep.
And then everything just went downhill after that.
But
last summer was let's not repeat that.
Yes,
please.
Please.
All right, well, that is the choices. Those are the contestants. So in the great words of Ken Watanabe, let them fight.
Oh, that was such a great movie too.
So who's going first?
I will let you guys go first.
Because you don't want me trashing Justice League. I love Justice League. I'm excited
Get on with it.
It's hard.
See, I'm excited about Justice League because this is the first time. Is this the first Justice League movie?
It is the first Justice League movie.
So this is why I think a bunch of people were coming out, because this is the first time we've seen the Justice League together, other than the animated TV series. Or the comic books. This is going to be the first time it's going to be in movie form. So I think that's going to be really good. It's going to be a bunch of action. And hopefully it can compete with how the... It's going to be tough to compete with the Avengers series.
You can't.
I think what's wrong with your guys' films is that they're coming off bad reviewed movies.
Okay, that's fair.
That is fair.
Your Transformers,
The Last Knight.
The one with Mark Walt, the previous one.
The Age of Extinction.
Age of Extinction, a lot of bad reviews. Personally, I thought that was the worst one of all.
Yeah,
So you're coming off a bad movie. Justice League's coming off, you know, Batman v Superman didn't go as well as they hoped.
It's
still ranked in money, but then the views were just... I liked it personally. I don't know what people...
Yeah, I loved it.
But yeah, because then people apparently... I saw Suicide Squad. I thought it was good, but apparently it didn't go as well. So you guys are coming off some bad DC's struggling right now, and then Transformers hasn't been good since like the first two. And then you got, I have a Star Wars movie, so.
Yeah, it's really hard. It is incredibly hard to argue against a Star Wars movie for me. So I'll put my focus on Justice League right now.
Okay.
And I agree with the point that Joe was making, how it's coming off of some bad movies and just some things that didn't go as well as people would have hoped. Mm-hmm. But here's the other thing. I think that Justice League is really coming out too long after the Avengers got things started. Mm-hmm. So I'm really worried as to how they're going to make Justice League differ from the Avengers, because it really sounds to me right now like it's just going to be kind of copycat kind of thing out there on the screen. Obviously, there are going to be similarities between the two because it's two very similar concepts, and one's just Marvel, the other's DC. But I think they just waited too long to bring Justice League out after the Avengers, and it's going to be really hard to overtake Marvel with that kind of a movie. So I almost think that the DC people would be better served making more individual movies rather than the whole Justice League film. Obviously, I'm still excited about Justice League.
Oh, yes, me too.
But I am extremely worried about that Avengers point.
Me too, yep. Because people start comparing it to the Avengers. I was like, this is a whole different universe. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can't compare the two. But, you know, the DC and the Marvel heads that, you know, are just fanatics try to compare those two. And it's like, you can't really compare them.
It's almost impossible
to compare the two. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I can't wait to see Justice League. I really hope the last night is really good. But, and you guys have got trailers. Mine hasn't got a trailer yet. I hope. Because Star Wars,
that thing's going to be under lock and key.
Yeah, Disney has that thing under wraps. I really hope they bring out a teaser soon. Because I saw Transformers last night trailer. I thought it was really good. Justice League had a little teaser.
Disney seems to be a little bit more focused on Cars 3 at the moment.
Cars 3. You let out a Cars 3 trailer before a Star Wars trailer.
Oh man!
Well, it comes out before Star Wars.
I hope watch them pull out a teaser during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I could see.
I'll lose it.
Yeah. Here's the other thing in favor of the last night. Not only do you have Josh Duhamel coming back as Captain Lennox once again, but they've also got Tyrese Gibson coming back.
Yeah, they're bringing him
reprising his role as Epps, and you've even got John Turturro coming back as well, reprising his role of the Sector 7 agent, whose name escapes me at the moment because I can never remember it. But he was a lovable character.
You're not supposed to know.
Yeah, I am supposed to know. But he was a lovable character through the first three films because he was more of the comic relief type of deal with these darker movies that they were trying to get to.
Yep.
And I think that that's going to be something that really sets The Last Knight apart from these other films. It's supposed to take a much darker tone than the others have, especially with this whole Optimus going rogue or whatever it is that they plan for him. But at the same time, they're keeping, I shouldn't say they're keeping, but they're bringing back more of the comic relief type of characters. Whenever Epps would talk in the first three films, it was hilarious.
Do you think if Shia LaBeouf were in these movies, do you think it'd be better?
I think Shia LaBeouf's welcome was overstayed a little bit. After the third movie, there was really no point in bringing him back at that point in time.
Well, just do it.
Yeah, just do it, but whatever. But here's my thinking on that, though. I really think that what really set Age of Extinction down was the fact that they didn't have Shia LaBeouf. And they didn't explain what happened to Sam.
Yeah, they didn't. Because you go into that movie and people are like, what happened to Sam Witwicky? Who's this new guy that they just found?
Exactly. So I think had they explained better what happened to Sam and kind of tied the two movies between the Age of Extinction and Dark of the Moon together a little bit further, it would have done a little bit better. But in terms of tying things together between Age of Extinction and The Last Knight, I think we're going to see those ties be a lot closer because The Last Knight is obviously the direct sequel to Age of Extinction. So I think that's going to help it be a little bit better in its box office performance. It's got a budget right now of nearly $260 million.
Yeah, so they better knock it out of the park.
Exactly, and probably about $150 million of that is going to be spent on explosions because Bay.
Watch Shia LaBeouf make like a special appearance. Watch him just sneak in there. And they're just keep it under wraps. That'd be pretty impressive.
I would seriously hope so.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
All right, we are in the middle of Sin Wars here on WMCO. We're going to go to a quick break, but when we return, we will continue this discussion of most anticipated 2017 film, and then I will choose a winner right here on the orbit.
Ohio's weather can be a bit unpredictable, especially in the winter and the spring. That's why you can tune in to WMCO 90.7 for school closings and delays. Have a closing or delay that we should hear about? Get it out to the community by calling us at 826-8907. That's 826-8907. Thanks for listening here on The Orbit.
All students in Ohio deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Becky Higgins, president of the Ohio Education Association. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree, a message from the Ohio Education Association.
WMCO has reported and recorded news for New Concord and the surrounding area since 1961. Join us daily as we report area happening 7 days a week. Tune in every weekday at 5:30 to hear the Orbit News Desk. It brings you news from all across Ohio and the other 49 states. Hear your local weather forecast and events all on WMCO, your hub for local news.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
You're tuned into WMCO. I'm your host, DJ Ace, here on Cinema Wars, the entertainment show talk show here on The Orbit. And we have three contestants, Logan, Joe, and Chris, and we're talking about most anticipated movies of 2017.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Justice League, Star Wars Episode 8, and Transformers Last Night. Now, I did have a couple things I want to interject really quick. The big thing with me for the Justice League is Warner Bros. Is really taking playing catch up, mm-hmm. and I think we mentioned that. But the thing is, they're doing it in the reverse order that Marvel did it. They're not. Marvel built up the individual characters, then did the compilation. Warner Bros. Is doing the compilation first and then the solo movies, mm-hmm. which it's really their only option.
And that's going to be interesting because you're going to see Flash. Well, Wonder Woman is coming out like just a few months before, which I guess counts as being before. But Flash and Cyborg are coming out. That's one I forgot to mention with Cyborg. No, I mentioned him. Cyborg's individual movie is coming out.
And Aquaman.
Yeah, and his movie are all coming out afterwards. Yeah. Not to mention Shazam. Are they making another Green Lantern?
Yeah, they're talking.
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is all over the place right now. And that Green Lantern movie failed epically.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
We can't talk
about that. I love Ryan Reynolds, but oh my goodness, that movie was god-awful.
His name shall never be mentioned here again.
And Deadpool then, better.
The only other thing I want to mention is I am really hoping Shia LaBeouf is in Transformers.
Right.
Like, as mentioned before the break.
He's so gritty now. Like, if they, like, threw him in as, like, this veteran, like, grizzled veteran of the Transformers universe, like, all these experiences, just shows up and he's like all hardcore like he really is now. I think it'd be great.
That's right. The interesting thing with that, because I think if he doesn't make an appearance in The Last Night and the movie doesn't do as well as people would hope,
mm-hmm.
I think Michael Bay, if he comes back for number 6, he might try to talk Shia LaBeouf into making that comeback.
That's a huge if.
I know, it is a huge if. However, we've been saying since Dark of the Moon that it was going to be Bay's last Transformer movie, and then he just keeps coming back.
Yeah, he keeps on.
So if he
Michael Bay.
Then maybe Shia LaBeouf can come back for one final Transformers movie.
Yeah, he's getting all these companies to buy into his crew. Yeah, come join the joint Transformers. Come join. It's like, I'm making another one. Or like, come you're on. Making another one.
It's like, what?
Come. Let's get Josh Duhamel back. Yeah, bring him back.
Well, he's already back.
Who makes those movies? I forget.
The Transformer movies?
I think it's 20th Century.
It's,
or is it Paramount?
It's Paramount.
Paramount.
It's Paramount. Along with Hasbro.
Paramount's just like, why do we keep giving this guy money?
Because he keeps bringing them more money, even though the movies have not done well.
Right. Yeah. That's the interesting thing with Transformers.
You know, here's the thing. It's not really about the movie doing well. It's about merchandising.
Mm-hmm. And the merchandising helps it majorly.
Yeah.
People always go out and they buy those new Transformers whenever the new movie's coming out.
And what do people do with Star Wars?
They go by Star Wars.
Exactly. Oh. It's the exact same thing.
I want a Luke Skywalker action figure too.
Yeah.
Now here's the real mystery. Will we hear Luke Skywalker talk?
Yes.
They'd be better.
If you don't let him talk when he's going to be in the entire
at
movie.
At the end of episode 7, he just turns around. Who are you? You're telling me he's not going to say a single word in episode 8. How's he going to get trained?
Get off my island.
Those are going to be his only words.
What's my line? Get off my island.
Really? That's it?
That's
all I'm going to say?
What?
It's the writer's choice, dude. I can't do anything.
Actually, I love how they ended episode 7.
That was good.
Fantastic. Like, the look on his face is like 20 different emotions. Yeah,
he's probably thinking, how'd you get my lightsaber?
Yeah. Right?
It's like, we've seen the memes.
He's probably also thinking, there was a hand with that.
Yeah.
Did you get that, too?
He's like, there was a hand with that. You didn't bring that one back too. You brought back you couldn't bring back the most important thing attached to that.
That's going to be the interesting thing for episode 8, I think. First of all, you have to explain where Rey comes from. If you make us wait for episode 9 before you divulge that secret, people are going to be kind of angry.
What I'm
about
hearing
that.
That apparently episode 8 is going to be a little darker.
I've heard that too.
It's going to be a little darker, probably a little more, I think, if like a little edgier.
Probably closer to what Rogue One was. Yeah.
I just want to see Kylo Ren just go crazy on
I want to see what happened everything. To Kylo Ren. I want to see, since Han Solo died, how's the rebellion going to react? That'd be pretty cool. And then the biggest thing is, the relationship between Luke Skywalker and Rey. What's going on there? What's that dynamic there?
Exactly.
So that's going to be really important.
Don't forget about Finn.
Can't forget about Finn.
Because Finn, you could tell Finn was kind of like, hey, she's kind of cute. I want to talk to her. And she's like, nah, fam, I just want to be friends. So we'll see how that dynamic is going to be interesting, too.
I like her, but she's a Jedi, and I'm a stormtrooper.
I think those are the big key factors in episode 8. See if they're going to hit that.
The big thing I want to see from episode 8 is I want to see them get more in-depth on some of those side characters we saw. Mm-hmm. I want to see more Poe Dameron. I want to see more Captain
Poe Dameron. He was a good... Oscar Isaac did an amazing job with Poe Dameron.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
And, of course, I really hope since it's episode 8, it might go a little darker. I'd love to see a killer lightsaber fight at the end.
Oh, yes.
I don't know with who.
Killer lightsabers everywhere, man.
Watch Luke Skywalker get in it. Him and Rey have, like, a lightsaber fight between... like Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
All right, just to be fair, Luke Skywalker would wipe out Kylo
Ren. I hope so.
For sure.
I hope so.
See, there's the other thing with Star Wars. There are so many identities and so many stories that they still have to explain at this point. So episode 8 is really going to have to at least dive into more than half, if not all of them, in that single movie, and that's going to be a lot, I think, because you still have to figure out, like you were saying, the relationship between Rey and Luke, what happens with Poe Dameron. Yeah, and what happens with Finn. What's going to happen with Chewie now that Han is dead? That's going to be the other thing. Yep. But the big one, who in the world is Supreme Leader Snoke?
I know.
I know, right?
Nobody knows.
That's Andy Serkis's character.
Exactly. Yeah. That's going to be the interesting part of that movie, because no one knows what direction they're possibly going to go with that. There have been fan theories out there that it's Darth Plagueis, Darth Sidious. Yes. It's like, oh my goodness, all of these fan theories are out of left field. But it's because no one knows who this guy is. Yeah.
And another guy, Benicio del Toro, is going to be in this movie too.
He is.
Yeah, I don't know what he's playing. They have
he's
this
probably
re- doesn't really
the
say.
Collector. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh jeez. Guardians of the Galaxy
still
all over again.
Bro. They own both.
Who are you? I'm the collector. This isn't your universe. How did you get here?
That's coming out too this year.
Yeah.
And my biggest question for episode 8, unfortunately, is what happens to Princess
Leia.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're
General Organa.
I think like, if they're not they're going to CGI her into future movies.
Because they finished the movie, so.
Yeah. They finished the movie before Carrie died. Yeah. So they're going to have to either CGI her into this
Which
a little bit with a death
do.
Scene.
Yeah, they, or they just. I don't know. We don't want to, even though they may have to kill her off.
They're going to have to if they're not going to CGI her in the future films.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As bad as it sounds, I hope they killed the character in episode 8. That would solve everything.
It would solve everything.
Because we kind of knew in episode 7 that Han Solo was going. I had a feeling going in.
Harrison Ford told them to.
Harrison Ford's like, I'm done.
Well, he was originally supposed to die in A New Hope in the original script.
Yep. So, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting how they handle that.
All right. Well, I got to wrap up the round here, and you guys did great today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But there can only be one.
Jeez.
Or in this case, two. Because there's 2 points. So... Yeah. For the point of argument, I am going to give this one to Chris.
Hey.
Oh, no. And then for the point of being creative, I'm going to give that one to Joe.
Sweet.
There we go.
Justice League.
Okay.
Not original enough.
Sorry, I got one for the bonus round.
All right.
I got one too.
And speaking of which, the bonus round is, what is the least anticipated movie of 2017? What is the movie that we could care less about seeing this year? So, like, there's some good examples out there. Like, Monster Truck came out recently.
Oh my gosh. I saw that. I was like,
I saw the commercial for it. I'm like, why is this needed?
I don't know.
Oh,
so, we're going to do this in the reverse order, starting with Logan.
Okay, so my pick is The Emoji Movie.
What do you mean reverse order? Logan was first anyway.
The reverse order of how you...
The points.
Okay. All right, you go. The Emoji Movie. Yes, I forgot all about that.
Right?
See?
I didn't know.
Right.
I have to double check that.
Okay, so The Emoji Movie. The only thing that's out about it is like a short teaser type trailer. And it's on YouTube, like most videos are these days. But it has only 2,000 likes and 29,000 dislikes. It is not needed. In fact, the trailer is probably one of the most boring things I've ever seen because the emoji they use is called the meh emoji. And he just sounds like the most uninterested thing ever. So it's hard to build anticipation for a movie that even the character itself doesn't even sound interested in, even though it's animated. Yeah.
That's fair. Right.
Joe.
Smurfs The Lost Village.
Hey!
They made another Smurfs movie.
They did, yeah.
It's a remake, actually.
It is.
It's a reboot, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's completely animated.
Yeah. I think the animation's more closer.
Joe.
It's still a Smurfs movie. They've ruined Smurfs for me. That's my argument.
Okay.
Chris.
So does this have to be a movie that is coming out, or maybe something that came out in January? Is that...
If it came out this year, it's good.
Okay, in that case, I am going to go with the horror movie, The Bye Bye Man.
That was my second choice.
Yeah, that's a movie that is just completely bombing in the box office right now. It's only got a rating of 3.8 out of 10 from IMDb.
Ooh.
Rotten Tomatoes only gave it 24%.
I'd give it 0.
Metacritic 37%. So it is clearly not doing well. And you kind of got that feeling when you first saw the trailer come out at the end of last year or whenever it came out. But it was one of those things where it's like, this makes zero sense. It doesn't even look like it's going to be a good horror movie. Mm-hmm. And the box office ratings and the money coming in are backing that up because people clearly do not like this movie and don't want to see it.
You know what else a good argument about that? What do people say about January?
True.
It's the worst time to put out your movies.
True that.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are the bonus rounds options. And I'm torn here, but I'm going to have to give it to Logan on this
one. I finally got a point here. Yay!
It's about time.
Yeah. Fourth time's a charm. Fourth
time's a charm.
Woo!
All right, that wraps things up here.
It's a three-way tie.
Civil Wars. We'll be back next Friday.
Everyone wins.
6 and 10 in the evening right here on WMCO 90.7.
Next time on Cinema Wars, what is the greatest football film? The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.